Hello.
Hello. Good morning. My name is Dave. I spoke with Mr. Jim Lettman yesterday. Do you remember me from Milestone?
Kinda. Yep.
Okay. We told you. You told me let's be specific. I'm telling you not to call me until it's 10 a.m. because I'm in California and you folks are for New York. So I wanted to talk to you right now about the to see if we can do this go with the application and get you funded.
Yeah. All right. We can surely have a look at it.
Okay, very good. So basically just some questions that we're going to go through real quick, okay? And that way I can send you that application. Give me 1 second. Let's see here. I'm going to do a new lead. And for your, okay, I have a couple of things that we're going to do real quick. Okay, so you're just going to tell me yes or no, okay, because I don't have the name of your company. The only thing I have is Mid-Cal Management. Is that correct?
Well, it's Mid-Cal Management,
M-I-D-C-A-L. Got it. Mid-Cal. Okay. I'm going to make the corrections for you right now. Okay. Mid-Cal Management. I'll paste here. All right. And first name is Jim or James?
James.
Okay. James. Very good. And last name is Lettman, right?
Yeah, Lettman.
Yeah, Lettman. Okay, there we go. All right. Go ahead, tell me.
How do you have that spelled, Lettman?
Because it's, if you in the past had looked for finance, the system recognizes your name. It's just updating everything right now. Some things, like for instance, the most important thing that I need, which is your email address. I'm typing right now your phone number as 661-978-4737, correct?
That's correct.
That's your primary number, 978.
Yeah.
4737. Okay, I got that. And this is the type of industry that you do over there. What do we do here, Jim? What do we do here?
Type of industry, general contractor.
Okay, general contractor. Got it. General contractor. Okay. There we go. And if you can do me a favor and give me the email address, please do so for me as phonetic alphabet, such as A as in apple, B as in boy, please.
The address of what? I'm sorry?
Your email address, I don't have it, and I need it to send you the application. Can you please give it to me in phonetic alphabet, such as A as in apple, B as in boy, please?
Mid-Cal-Man-1. Which is MIDCALMAN, the numeral 1@hotmail.com.
All right, so here you go. I'm gonna read it back to you numerical and also alphabetical and phonetic. Okay, it will be Mario, India, David, Charlie, Alpha, Larry, number 1@hotmail.com. Did I get that right?
Mid-Cal Man. I didn't hear the man part. MIDCALMAN, the numeral 1@hotmail.com.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So I have now Mid-Cal Man 1@hotmail.com. Got it. This time I got it. Okay.
Right.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All righty. Copy that. And I'm going to put it right here. Email. Click on that and click here. Okay. Your monthly income is how much?
I don't know. I'd have to do that on your application. I'm not in the office.
Okay, but on average, do you have any idea? 50, 60, 20, 30?
Yeah, 20, 30.
Okay, there you go. Now, if I can get you funded with the best rate and the best terms, how much are you looking to get?
$225,000, monthly payment only. Don't do the dailies, don't do the weeklies, or the biweeklies.
I understand. We talked about this one yesterday. I'm doing the 225. And right now, I just want to tell you, my underwriter is going to have all this information as the main source to begin the initial process. Right now, what I want to do is, are you in front of your computer right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you going to be in front of, because all I need right now, since you're not in front of your computer.
This evening at 6 p.m. Pacific.
Got it. So. No, the only thing that I was going to tell you is that if you were to be in front of a computer right now, I would ask you for four bank statements, the last four bank statements. So it will be May, June, July, August. They have to see that. And once they see that, basically they're going to go over the terms. The terms in your case is going to be easy because I'm going to already stipulate here that you're requesting monthly payment, not weekly or biweekly, and also the best rate possible. If we can do something like that, we can earn your business right away, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So I'm going to send the application right now is going to be coming from David at milestonecapital.com. I know that you're not in front of a computer. You cannot do this for me right now. I get it, but at least can you go on your phone right now and check to make sure that you did get the application? Should be there in your inbox.
I haven't seen it as yet.
Okay, it should be coming. Yeah, it should be coming.
Sometimes you get here, so.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in business, Jim?
23 years on this company.
Okay. You told me you have no existing loans right now, right? You have no loans whatsoever?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, great. And the money, you will use it for expansion and working capital? What will you use it for, Jim?
Yeah, it'd be for expansion inventory on the business.
Okay, good, good, good. I have that before right here. Can you tell me if you've gotten the application, please?
Well, I have it open. I don't see it yet. Oh, yeah, it just came through. David Blanco, Milestone.
Yes, sir. So this application, like I said, is very easy. Even you can do it on your phone, to be quite honest. All you have to do is...
I can't get you the bank statement, so
no
point.
I understand. Yeah. All I'm saying is I wanted to know that you were able to open it. Now, I'm going to tell you so that you can have this in your mind. When at 5 o'clock, they call, 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, when they call you, what's going to happen is they're going to tell you, okay, open that application. You see where it says click here? You're going to click there, and it's going to open up, and it's going to say, okay, please enter your name, your number, your physical address. And then you're going to get to the space where it says drop here or drag your bank statements All you do is you drop them either when you have your computer open, you can drag them from your bank statement from your bank website, their email. You just grab them and drop them. It's very easy. So they're going to tell you that. So be unaware that they're going to say something like that, okay?
All right. Is that loan approved on credibility of the customer or bank statements?
Bank statements, and they don't run your credit or anything like that. So that's why the four months of bank statement is extremely important.
You're able to do $225,000 loan, so there's not much point of moving forward with it if it's
just based on
bank statements. If it's just based on bank statements and not based on the credibility of the customer and his credit score, then it's probably not something that we need to press forward on, because it goes like an MCA, and the MCAs all go on what they see on the bank statements, and they'll offer 100, 125, 150% of the monthly income. If we're showing $25,000 or $30,000 a month, then they're going to offer $25,000 to $40,000 on an offer. Won't do me any good. I can do $25,000 on a credit card, so I wouldn't be interested in doing a small-term loan like that. Is that the way the system works there? Or if we have a chance of being able to do a $200,000 loan, that's fine. But otherwise, it just gets into the system here and shows as a loan applied for, and everybody in New York has it.
I understand.
Florida.
Yep, I understand that, and I respect what you just said. My only thing is this: everything that you're telling me, I will put on the notes. Now I will have one of my senior underwriters, either Chris or Matt, to give you a call, and I'm going to specify the whole thing, what you're looking for based on customer credibility, not on bank statements. If they're willing to help you, they're going to let you know. If it is, as you are telling me, that is pretty much, like you said, you know, no point of moving forward. But what I want, you know, because I see a commitment from you. You're really looking for this line of this type of loan. You want the 225. If they can do it, they can earn your business. And that's all I want, that type of commitment from you. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have them call you at 6 o'clock.
And it's based on the income. Yep. Most of them aren't going to do it. 98% of them won't even look any further than what they see on the bank statement.
I understand. And I promise you that my notes are going to be very specific and very detailed. If they call you, they're going to tell you, David told us this, this, and this, and this, and this. David told us that if we can do more than two, if we can do the 225, we can earn your business right now. We can count you as part of our family. And they will most likely tell you, if we can do this for you, please give us a referral. Because that's what we look for, you know, 100% of your satisfaction, and for you to give us a referral so that we can continue in our endeavor to be the best lending company in the market right now. If you check my company, is one of the most reputable companies in the market right now, with over 97% rate of satisfaction from our consumers or our clients. So let me put all that in the works. Do expect the call at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If that doesn't work, can they call you tomorrow at 9 a.m. as today, as I'm doing Pacific Standard Time? Would that work for you if they can do it either tonight at 6 or tomorrow at 9 a.m.? Would that work?
Yeah, I guess either one.
Tomorrow's
Friday. It's going to be a busy day, so I doubt that I'll be able to answer in the morning, but we'll see what happens.
All right, but the point is that if they're able to do it at 6 p.m. today, Pacific Standard Time, you will be in front of a computer, and you will be able to drop those bank statements, correct?
I can't guarantee you that, but the chances are probably I will. but I can't guarantee you that because I don't know what's going to happen to the rest of my day yet today.
Right. If everything is correct, then we'll do it. We'll do something for you. As of right now, Jim, I just want to thank you for the time. You know, I'm a man of my word. I told you I was going to call you at the time that you specified, and I want you to continue to feel that way, that you can trust my word. My dad always used to say, you know, my word's my bond, so I go by that. God bless you.
Yeah.
Take care. Take care. We'll talk to you in the afternoon if the Lord's willing, okay? Bye-bye, Jim.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Anytime. Okay, let's see.